I mean, character is huge, because I always tell our scouts, the person ends up dictating whether a player meets his potential. That's reality. If you got a good human being that's a character guy that really cares about playing hockey, chances are he's going to reach his potential, right? If you've got a guy that gets distracted and he's got all these other things going on in his life and hockey's important but maybe not quite as important, he's not going to hit his ceiling. So these are the things you got to find out. And when we're doing research on free agents and different things like that, we're trying to figure out the whole package, not just, okay, the player goes out there and scores, you know, he's a 15 goal scorer and typically he gets 40 points, okay, that's who he is. Well, let's look at all the other stuff now. How's he going to fit in with our group? Is he going to complement our group? Is he going to be happy in a role? Is he going to help other players, push other players, choose to be a part of a team? Choosing to be a part of a team is a huge deal. Look at Vegas. It's a great example, right? They were the best team in the National Hockey League this year. No question about it. Were they the best talent? Fair to say they probably weren't, no disrespect, but they were the best team. That's why they went to the Stanley Cup final. So that whole buying in, the team thing, hockey is obviously we all have families first, but after that it's hockey. That's what we want. We want guys that are here to play hockey, to be pros, to represent our organization, and to be the best they can be on a nightly basis.